Time now for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Uncensored podcast for today, April the 21st, 2009. Before the show went on the air, we had a discussion, and I believe that satire, I think anybody that does satire well will say that the target has to be a target that people will want you to attack. You can't attack a sympathetic target. I remember a few years ago when I was working at a radio station, and some of the other guys who were on the air said that we did this. They did this bit about John Lennon. It was the anniversary of John Lennon being assassinated, and they wanted me to hear it. And it was like making fun of John Lennon. And I said, I don't think you can do that. I don't think it'll work. I don't think the audience will forgive you for making fun of John Lennon. I think you need to make fun of either Mark David Chapman or make fun of the people that think this about John Lennon. And they didn't fucking get it. And they aired the bit, and it blew a squirrel. It blew a squirrel, and the squirrel wasn't smiling. So I decide, in retrospect, well, the way to do any satirical bit is to make sure that your target is sympathetic. So we had this discussion before we went on the air, me, Jason, Ralph. I said I'd like to have on Dr. Ron Tarner to say that Stephen Hawking probably does not have Lou Gehrig's disease. Otherwise, how is it he's lasted this long? And I can hear Jason saying, oh, Jesus, you don't want to do that. And I said, no, wait a minute. Hear me out, man. Ron Tarner, who is this doctor who works at this observatory that we have on as a character, he can say Stephen Hawking, who he has a hard-on for anyway, because Stephen Hawking, in his opinion, is a douchebag who gets all these chicks even though he's in a wheelchair and he drinks through a straw and talks through a straw, and yet he's got chicks. Plus, he tells jokes that everybody likes, even though he's a racist. I mean, Tarner comes on our show and just rips Stephen Hawking, if you'll pardon the expression, a new ass. Although at this point, I don't know whether or not that's good or bad for Stephen Hawking. So I said, the funny thing would be Ron Tarner's jealousy of Stephen Hawking. We would be attacking his small-mindedness, his jealousy of a man who's obviously very infirmed and very unfortunate. He said, no, people are going to think you're making fun of Stephen Hawking. I said, but think about it, man. It's funnier than shit, you know? Yeah, this guy Hawking, bullshit. Why? Well, because how could he have Lou Gehrig's disease? He would have been dead years ago. He's faking it. He crumples himself up in the chair and fakes like he has it. And otherwise, he'd be dead, man, dead red. Jason's like, no, fucking no. I said, I'm telling you, I think it would be funny. He said, no, don't do it. So I opted in favor of my producer. I said, all right, because it's not that big of a deal to me. You know, I mean, I would overrule him sometimes if I really thought, but we didn't need to fucking do it because we had three interviews, Cullen, and we had two for 420. Didn't really have time to do shit other than do some news, do some comments, and then bang, into the next interview, and then bang, into the next interview, and then, you know. But I think it would have been funny, and it would have gone something, well, I'll give you an idea. It would have gone something like this without the sound effects. Dr. Ron Tarner with us. Dr. Tarner, and plus I'll do it uncensored. Dr. Tarner, how are you?
Well, I'm not doing very well today, Phil.
Why is that?
Well, because I read another news account of Dr. Stephen Hawking, who is allegedly sick again. I don't know how much more sick Stephen Hawking can be, given the reports and the claim that is repeatedly made that he has Lou Gehrig's disease, which, as you know, I don't believe.
You don't believe that Hawking has Lou Gehrig's disease?
I do not believe he has Lou Gehrig's disease. I refuse to believe it, and there are good reasons.
You don't believe he had... This is Dr. Stephen Hawking now. We're not talking about a U.S. government conspiracy here.
I don't give a... Can I speak openly, Phil, because I'm not very happy about this latest development.
Go ahead.
I don't give, and this is not language that is befitting a cosmologist, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry I had to say
that. Why are you so emotional?
I'm emotional because the news headline says that Stephen Hawking has a sickness. This is such horseshit.
All right, you're going to have to, rather than be emotional...
I'll tell you why.
But, you know, rather than be emotional, you're going to have to tell me why you're thinking that.
Because if he really had Lou Gehrig's disease, Phil, he would have been dead. He would have been in the ground. They would have parked him in the ground long before now. But he's fucking with me!
Hello? Well, there you go. So that's how we would have done that, I think, although probably not given the... Although, and I just screamed out the words fucking with me, and God knows who heard it here in the building. Although, I think pretty much the maintenance staff has gone home. Bud, are you here? Bud?
What?
You're still here, huh?
No, I went home.
So you're still here, in other words?
No. I mean, well, yeah, but no, I went home.
No, you didn't go home yet, man.
No, I didn't.
God. All right, so that's our uncensored podcast. Think about that. Think about that, you know. We could have done a bit about Stephen Hawking faking his Lou Gehrig's disease so he can get more chicks. Oh, God.